Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Draft, and we're glad to be joined by a friend of the show. Chris Trapasso has been on before. He's from CBS Sports, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Should be doing good, man. 5 for 5 right out of the gate last night in your mock draft. Outstanding job. Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, it was a lot of chaos, but we expected that. But to get those first couple picks right was a lot of fun. But in the end, I'm a lot more worried about getting player evaluations correct in the long run than, you know, hitting on some mock draft picks on round one of the draft.
Well, Chris, to hit Trey Lance at 3 was pretty good, though. I mean, you had to feel good about that.
Yeah, I did. I just did not feel like Kyle Shanahan, who I believe is one of, if not the best, offensive mind, play designer in the NFL, was trading all of that draft capital to pick Mac Jones. It just didn't make any sense. You have to aim higher, and that's what the 49ers ultimately did at the quarterback spot.
That comes with some patience, though, does it not, Chris?
Absolutely. He's not ready to start right now, but I think that's why we haven't heard about a Jimmy Garoppolo trade yet. And it's not crazy for the 49ers to think, hey, we can still win games with Jimmy Garoppolo. And to have two quarterbacks that are completely different, to have your starter be someone that doesn't have a big arm, that's not crazy athletic, that wins with his mind and reading coverages and getting it out quick, to be the mentor for someone like Trey Lance, who only has 1 year of starting experience at the FCS level as a 19-year-old, hasn't even thrown 400 passes at the college level, that's actually a pretty good situation. But yes, it will definitely have to be some patience. It wouldn't be crazy if Trey Lance got the legitimate Patrick Mahomes redshirt and sat his entire rookie season.
Let's talk about the Browns for a second. You had them taking Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, which I think a lot of people did. I don't think that was going out on any kind of crazy limb. And you also had Greg Newsome, who they ended up selecting, going in the first round to Tampa. What do you think happened? Why do you think the Browns went with Newsome?
Well, I think that they were probably a little bit surprised that he was there, although I kind of had the order switched in my mock draft. And this offseason for the Browns, I think Andrew Berry understands, hey, I have the quarterback I want. I have a sturdy offensive line, one of the elite offensive lines in the league. I have two top skill position players. I can fill out, add a third wide receiver if I want on day two or early day three, maybe a tight end as well, and maybe some depth in the backfield. But let's build this defense up. Let's go in to a game in Arrowhead next year in the playoffs and be able to slow down Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense or the Bills or the Ravens, whatever teams that are near the top of the AFC, and to bring in John Johnson, Troy Hill, to get back Grant Delpit and Greedy Williams this year, and then to just add to that secondary with someone that I thought was a surefire first-round pick. He was my number 3 cornerback in this draft class. Super fluid hips, plays the football really well, has the length that you want to play outside corner, very tenacious, attacking the football in the air and playing the run on the outside. He just had a few injuries, like dings here and there in college. But Greg Newsome is a very fun prospect that adds to what I think is one of the most improved defenses in the entire NFL.
Chris Trapasso joining us from CBS Sports. Chris, the Browns have 2 picks in the 3rd. They have 2 picks in the 4th. Is there enough talent left that they're better served keeping those picks, adding good talent in the third and fourth, along with a second rounder. So adding five more guys in the next three rounds, or are they better served packaging some of that to move up and grab somebody special here in the second round?
Well, as a draft analyst, I would say that just comprehensively evaluates an entire draft class, I would say that normally you want to just stay put or trade back, get more roles at the table, and don't have too much confidence in your scouting staff, your scouting system, because there's just never really been a team that's been able to stand alone and hit on 50, 60, 70% of their picks. But when there is a team in a situation like the Browns are, they are, to me, a Super Bowl contender after getting to the second round last year in the playoffs and really bringing everybody back. I would be completely fine if they have those extra picks in the top 100, 125, and they want to package one or two of those extra selections to get maybe Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa. I mean, he's still on the board. Or if there is a wide receiver that they really like, given the ages of Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, to kind of boost up Baker Mayfield after picking up that fifth-year option, I think that, like, I would be completely fine with that. It's the teams that are in the middle of the pack or rebuilding, you want those clubs to just make as many picks as possible. But the Browns could get aggressive tonight after really having Greg Newsome fall into their lap last night.
Let me ask you this. You've got the Browns taking Dwayne Eskridge, wide receiver out of Western Michigan, tonight. Is that because of – I mean, what made you think him in that spot? I'm just trying to – because I think a lot of Browns fans would be like, man, I hope they take a linebacker tonight. I hope that's the first player they take, or edge rusher.
Yeah, I mean, I do think Andrew Berry, being kind of a analytical guy running the show there, understands that it is a best player available scenario. I mean, would the Browns have linebackers stacked a little bit higher with more positional value right now than wide receiver? Probably. But I think, again, when you're trying to combat the Chiefs and the Bills and you know, any other teams in the AFC to get to that Super Bowl, you want to be able to stop those high-powered offenses, but for as much as your team is based around the run, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, the offensive line, it doesn't hurt to add another weapon, because we've seen the Bills, we've seen the Chiefs do that they have not been afraid to add weapons to their young quarterback. And I think Eskridge, that a lot of fans in the area might know, being in the MAC, brings a speed element. Like, you can throw him a slant and he can take it 75 yards to the house. I don't know if right now the Browns have a consistent type of player that can do that. So I think that they have possession receivers, Jarvis Landry, one of the best in the NFL. Odell Beckham can certainly still stretch it on occasion, but I think with Eskridge, he can be a niche player that can be a on the vertical route tree and can add that extra layer to the Browns offense next year.
Chris, was there somebody who didn't get selected in the first round who you think, boy, did teams miss on this guy and somebody's going to jump up and go get him early today?
Well, yeah, I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa would be near the top of my list. He was my top graded defender of anyone in this draft class. I think he fits in to what teams need at that safety linebacker spot today, because he can cover the slot. He gets to outside runs in a hurry, very authoritative nature on the field, tackles very well, blitzes well, plays with reckless abandon, really, and he's a great athlete. And I don't care that he's 6 foot and 215 pounds. We know linebackers have gotten a lot smaller, you know, over the last 5 to 10 years. So he would probably headline my list. And there are just still a bunch of wide receivers. Elijah Moore from Ole Miss, smaller slot receiver, very sudden, but also can hit the big play down the field. And then Rondale Moore from Purdue. A lot of injuries, not the tallest receiver, but very stacked in his lower half. He plays like a running back after the catch and is extremely sudden. I think he fell because of the injuries at Purdue, but he's someone that I think round two, if you're a team that does want that speed element, you roll the dice and say, hey, if we can get few seasons of healthy Rondale Moore, even if he misses a game or two here and there, we're getting a very dynamic playmaker that, with a clean bill of health, is a first-round talent.
Hey, were there any big surprises for you yesterday? Like, I know that I wanted the Browns to pick somebody at defense, so I was super happy that what was the first 7 picks went offense last night. And that I thought that just pushed better defensive players to the Browns a little bit later in that first round. Was there anything that surprised you last night?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, that teams that needed defense were probably happy with how that transpired inside the top 10. Probably the fact that the Denver Broncos, unless they have some backdoor deal with Aaron Rodgers, and that could be the case, that they had Mac Jones and Justin Fields sitting there at number 9 overall, and they picked a cornerback, which, yes, cornerback is valuable in today's NFL. Patrick Surtain, you know, has the NFL bloodlines, played at Alabama. Like, he checks a lot of boxes. But if you're a first-year GM in George Payton who came over from the Minnesota Vikings, you have no connection to Drew Lock. I don't think it's crazy for them to hang on to Drew Lock and see where he could go. But when you have a chance to pick someone as talented as Justin Fields without having to trade up, after all this speculation that they were going to have to trade up to get a quarterback, to say, hey, let's not go quarterback, let's go cornerback inside the top 10 after there was one picked right in front of them, that was really surprising to me, because that was the team that everyone thought was going to go quarterback in the top 10.
So what did you think when Fields went to Chicago after they traded up to get him?
I thought it was fantastic for that organization. I mean, they have been tortured after the Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson selection in 2017. We know that the quarterback position in general for that organization has long been troubled for decades. So their GM Ryan Pace and their head coach Matt Nagy, yes, they had to trade a future first and a future fourth to get Justin Fields, but that's the type of trade-up that you ultimately make. If you want to trade up in the first round, the safest bet is to trade up for a quarterback and, more specifically, trade up for one that has freakish talent. And I think Justin Fields does. He runs in the 4.4s. He has a big arm. We know he can escape the pocket very well and escape oncoming defenders. So that was a team that it was a little head-scratching going into the draft. Are they really going to start Andy Dalton after Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles last year? So I applaud that organization for saying, hey, we're going to take one more roll at it and see what we have with this young quarterback in Justin Fields.
Chris, a little off-the-wall question for you here. Only because we look at CBS Mock all the time. It's like probably one of my favorite, because it's not only you, but we get to look and compare other folks. Do you and Ryan Wilson and Pete Prisco and Josh Edwards, do you guys talk about this stuff before? And then today, do you like – and I know you don't want to make a big deal about the fact you had Trey Lance right, but do you like, hey, guys, you know, you guys owe me a beer or something?
The latter part, I should. I should reach out and kind of poke fun at my colleague Ryan Wilson, who's a great guy, but he was on the Mac Jones to the 49ers train, like, since the trade went down a few weeks ago. I thought it was preposterous that Kyle Shanahan would trade that much to get a quarterback that's like a lot of the quarterbacks that he's already had in his NFL coaching career. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Brian Hoyer, CJ Beathard, Nick Mullins. Like, that's the type of quarterback Mac Jones is. But no, we hadn't like talked about like who was going to pick which quarterback where. I just figured that at this point, even though Kyle Shanahan is relatively young, he's been a coach for a long time, he wanted to aim higher at the quarterback spot. I kept saying I would put either Justin Fields or Trey Lance there and say, I'm not going to believe Mac Jones is going to go number 3 overall until it actually happens.
Chris, thank you. We appreciate it. We know you had some stuff going on earlier today, and we really appreciate you joining us later in the afternoon.
Right,
good
guys.
Luck with rounds 2 and 3. We're reading your stuff. So thank you, Chris.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports. Nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you want the Browns to do tonight? You got 3 picks on the board, but maybe you're going to trade. Who knows? You're looking at 59 in the second round, 89 and 91 tonight in the third round. What do you want the Browns to do tonight? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.